Okay, we are continuing in Proverbs. Probably going to wrap it up soon, because I can always go back to Proverbs. It's never exhausted. I want to talk tonight about the blessing of words. The blessing of words. Everyone desires inner peace, but our world often creates within us a troubled heart, full of anxiety and sometimes what we call low-grade depression, just discouragement. A troubled heart may show itself in the form of inner emotions, discontentment, feelings of insecurity that we are accepted, instability, doubt, unrest, uncertainty, a whole lot of things that all of us can face in life. And that's why we need words to encourage us. Proverbs 20 says, "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." Another proverb says, "The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook." Now, what does all that mean? Well, sometimes we just need to listen to others for this simple reason. Sometimes there is within us a pool of water, often troubled water, and the mouth can express that troubled substance with the help of a man of understanding, where it can be drawn out and dealt with. That's the idea of the verse. We're like deep waters, and there's a lot sometimes inside that we don't know, and sometimes someone can draw it out, and sometimes it's just good to talk about it. Sometimes talking and getting things out enables us to better cope with our problems. Not all the time, but sometimes it's good for people to be able to talk and maybe a little bit about that inner water come out and talk about things. Sometimes it's just good to get it out and for someone to listen without judging us or criticizing us or tearing us down. Just listen to us. And so sometimes words are not necessary. Sometimes listening is necessary. We all at times have someone we've talked to and maybe told things, and that someone listened was a great comfort to us. They didn't really solve anything, but they helped us because we got it out. We were able to talk about it, maybe better understand what's going on in us. So it's good sometimes just to listen. Sometimes we need someone who can bring peace. Proverbs says, "Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy." Some people are deceitful in their words and action, but to those who bring peace, either within or with others, have joy and bring joy. Sometimes in troubled relationships and troubled hearts, it's good for someone to bring words to bring peace, encouragement, strength in the midst of life. There are those who don't care to and are not interested and are deceitful, but he calls it a counselor of peace, someone who wants to bring peace. Abraham, when Lot and his herdsmen had conflict over the land in Genesis, it's interesting, Abraham came to him and says, please, let there be no strife between us. Please, let's work this out. I'll give up my rights, basically, and you choose which direction you want to go. And sometimes you just need someone to say, hey, let's calm it down. Let's have some peace in the midst of life. Sometimes we need an encouraging word. Proverbs 12 says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." You can see the image of it. A person with a heavy heart and troubled it makes them stoop. Now, not because they got back problems, but because you see the image there, they're just low. They're discouraged. But a good word maketh it glad. You say, well, what word? I don't know, just a good word, an encouraging word, a complimentary word, that it's going to be all right. You know, we don't have to blast everybody all the time. We can bring an encouraging word, a strengthening word. You yourself know you are more motivated by someone who encourages you than someone who just blasts you. Someone to give you an encouragement. You know, you can see a little kid and you can compliment them on something and say, oh, you're really good at that. And you can see they bolster up and get impressed, and they want to do better. They want to do better than beating them down. People's burdens can weigh them down, and we need to offer them an encouraging word. Words can be good, and an encouraging word can be good. Children need encouraging words. They don't need to be beat down all the time. I've been in the Walmart, and I've seen people just chew them out. What is your problem? If I'd been 6'10", 400 pounds, I'd have taken care of it. But since I'm not, I wouldn't do that. But just one time, just beating the kid down. What is your problem? Kid hadn't done anything. And you call them sorry and no good, and I can't stand to be around you, and all this kind of, well, how is that encouraging? How would you like for someone to tell you, well, I can't stand to be around you? Well, how encouraging is that? We all sometimes need an encouraging word. It's interesting, the word good word means pleasant, beautiful, excellent, lovely, delightful, joyful, fruitful, precious, cheerful, and kind. It's all those words is what the good word means. All those wonderful things that can be said. Sometimes people's problems may be hid underneath. It can be hid under a facade of laughter. We did this earlier. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. Meaning that even when someone is laughing and acting like everything's all right, they can be sorrowful. And when the end of the mirth, the end of the happiness and the laughter is over with, they feel the sorrow because it's there. The laughter just covers it up. It can be hid under a backslidden heart. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself or with himself. I can just tell you right now, and I don't care what anybody says, living for the Lord is the greatest life there is. And not living for the Lord is a difficult life. It's like a hedge of thorns. But a person sometimes may need encouragement and say, hey, you know, what's going on here? There is a phone call from somewhere. And everybody's going, is it me? Pride can create problems. I always love this one in sports. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. People's way of living can create problems, and they often blame God. Let me go back to pride. You know, pride means I don't need help. Oh, I'm getting too far ahead. Pride means I don't need help. I can do it on my own. I don't need anything. I'm ready to go. But that heads a person for trouble, because we need the Lord and we need his strength. People's way of living can create problems, and they often blame God. You ought to write this verse down if I can bring it up. Proverbs 19:3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. You know what that verse means? It is a man's lifestyle, or a person's lifestyle. The Bible uses man in the generic sense. A person's lifestyle that creates some trouble, and instead of accepting it, they blame God for it. That's what it means when they fret against the Lord. Not my fault. It's the Lord's fault. Well, you know, you could have contributed to it to some degree. Good words and maybe sometimes rebuke can help a person. All right. Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lip. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And that means gives life. Pleasant words are like the honeycomb. It's like a good chocolate cake. Whew, that just tasted so good, that dessert we had. That's what pleasant words are like. It's like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Just good, pleasant words and encouraging words. Proverbs 15, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? How good is it? You know, I've told you before, and it just still sticks in my mind. When we went to Iowa, 2 or 3 years ago, we were in a Sunday school class, and the man was real sick. Come to find out that he had some problems, but he got him cleared up. But he was real sick, and he was coughing a lot. He said, I'm sorry, and I apologize. And so in between the coughing, though, he did a great job in the lesson. And so I went up to him afterward, and I said, I just want you to know you did a great job, and I compliment him for what he did. Well, little did I know that he's waiting for me the next year to come back. That so encouraged him, it so strengthened him, that when we came back the next year, he came up to me and said, you probably don't remember me. You're the Sunday school teacher. He said, I want you to know. That just so encouraged me, because I was struggling, and I've had some very big physical problems, and now I'm doing better. But just your little words was an encouragement. Now, he remembered that from almost a year and a half later. Good words. And you know what I think in my mind? I can think of some good words that were spoken to me, and I'm sure you can too. All right, I'm going to get this thing here. Proverbs 15 says, the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Now, we've already said, King James uses the word fat, which just means blessing. I'm not overweight because I got a good report. That's not what it means. It just means a good report. And let me give you another translation. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. The light of the eyes, and it has to do with a cheerful look, a cheerfulness that to the heart, and good news makes for good health. And sometimes an encouraging thing to be said for people can benefit them very much. Proverbs 10 says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. What that means is the one who's righteous, His mouth is like a well of life. It just continually pours out and brings good to people. But the mouth of the wicked, and what it means is he hides his violence. He has ulterior motive. He's not really saying, even if he says something nice, that's not really what he's after. He has impure motives, and his words are hiding maybe even violence that's in his heart. Proverbs 10 says, the tongue of the just is as choice silver, and the heart of the wicked is little worth. Proverbs does a lot of that. The tongue of the just is just choice silver, like getting $1 million bonus. Heart of the wicked just worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. You know, let me ask you a question. During the course of your day, you probably ate breakfast and lunch and supper. Maybe even you made some food for somebody or whatever. Let me ask you this question. How good did your lips feed everybody? Because see, the lips of the righteous feed many. It gives them nourishment and strength and encouragement. So what you ought to do is you go out, you ought to consider yourself as throwing food out to everybody. When you go to the store, say, well, I wonder who I can throw food to. The lips of righteous will feed many. Just a good word. A good sense of humor helps others. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast, either for himself or in feeding others. We exclude or ignore opportunities for a good, healthy laugh. Now, you may not think that's important, but it is important to laugh, to enjoy yourself and to laugh. We sometimes are too critical of ourselves and others, and therefore we can't laugh. We're so critical of ourselves, or we're so critical of others, or we look at all the bad things in life, and we just can't laugh. Now, when I say laugh, we're not talking about silly, foolish, or distasteful jesting, but good, clean laughter from wholesome talk, and not at the expense of making fun of others. That's not what we're talking about. I don't know when it was, but it's been recently. We watched Andy Griffith again. I've got them all memorized. I don't even have to. I just sit there and quote what they're saying. I know what everything is saying, you know. And I've made the comment every time I watch it. I said, you know, the modern sitcom could not do Andy Griffith because their humor is so corrupt and so wicked and so silly and so foolish, and they make fun of everything and everything. And Andy Griffith just had fun. You know, they were Little Mayberry, and what I enjoy about it, it's just so much fun. And they laughed, and they enjoyed themselves. Laughter and a cheerful heart can do a lot, but we're not talking about corrupt and foolish or distasteful, but clean. I remember we were somewhere and with the ball team, and boys and I were watching Bonanza, and we were laughing at Bonanza and Hoss. And some boys came in and just kind of sat there and then left. And I believe it was Paul leaned over to me and said, Daddy, you know why they left? I said, why? They can't laugh at just good, clean stuff. It's not funny to them. All they laugh at is all this other stuff. Well, boy, thank God for laughing at good stuff, at funny stuff. I think it's fun, and it's enjoyable to laugh. Everyone needs encouraging words, listening ears, and joy at the right time in their lives. Everyone needs it, and we all, and myself, fall very short of that goal. So we need to think about good words. You know what I like about animals? You already know I like animals. Animals don't judge you. Animals don't criticize you. Animals just enjoy you. And you can have fun just enjoying the silly things they do. You may have thought growing up, and every once in a while when my children growing up, none of you, but sometimes people say, oh boy, I bet you're really strict on them. Well, yeah, if you mean were they going to go out and get drunk and kill people, well, yeah, we were strict on that part. We didn't allow that, you know. But if you think at our house it was boring, oh my. It was one insanity after another. It was fun, carrying on. The boys did the craziest thing in the world, and the girls, forgive me, Hannah, but the girls talked till midnight every night. Yak. It was just fun. We had a good time, and we laughed, and we cut up, and we still do today, because laughter's good, and it's good to have encouraging time, and it's good to encourage one another. So I ask you in closing, is there someone you think you might can say a good word to, an encouraging word to? And I'm not talking about me now. Don't go out the door and preacher wants you to say something good to him. No. I don't want you to say nothing good to me. Y'all do that all the time. I want you to say, think of it, is there somebody that just needs a good, encouraging word? And say, I just appreciate you, or I appreciate what you do, or whatever. Think about that. Somebody may need encouragement. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you for the great blessing of words. They can be a hardship if they're mean or ugly or unkind or ungracious, but they can be a great source of blessing if they're encouraging with kindness and wonderful words that just appreciate what everyone does or appreciate someone. So Lord, tonight, put it in our mind to think, to dig down deep and give an encouraging word to someone. Because Lord, we know how someone who encouraged us lifted us up. So Lord, help us to encourage someone else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.